The Ghana Federation of Labour says it will cite the Trade Union Congress for contempt of court if its continued use of the organized labour title. For its continued use of the organized labour title, last year the Federation sued the TUC over the use of the title, and the case is still pending before the Industrial and Commercial Court in Accra. Executive Secretary of the Federation, Abraham Kumsen, said it is disrespectful of the court for the TUC and a few other labor unions to meet and take certain decisions under the banner of organized labor when the case has not been resolved. According to Mr. Kumsen, organized labor, as provided for in the Labor Act, has never been constituted. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
Last year, the TUC did the same thing. They used organized labor to make certain nominees of people to take positions in some government institutions. And the law says that this organized labor that will have to do that. TUC did that. And we raised issues. They didn't mind that. They also went to court to challenge their capacity and the mandate that they have. Today, the court sat on it. But we had series of court sittings. Today was another day. We're going to cite them for contempt for disregarding the process that we have initiated in court. Unfortunately, their lawyer didn't show up. And so the case has to be adjourned.
And you're saying that you're going to cite a TUC for contempt?
Oh, yes. Because we are in court over this unauthorized use of this organized labor.
Did you secure any restraining order on TUC from using the title organized labor?
Oh, no. You see, when we went to court, we filed a motion to dismiss our suit or whatever they call it. The court dismissed their application and said that we have a right, we are entitled to bring that matter to court. That's why the process is ongoing. So if the process is ongoing, why do you, but you know, I don't want to open up on some of these things. The strategy that we are going to use.
Yeah.
For now, nobody, we are not going to stop them, but we have raised issues that the continuous use of organized labor is contemptuous. And I can assure you that we'll take on any group of workers who continue to do that.
Mr. Crimson refuted suggestions that he is being used to divide the labor fund. According to him, he has been in trade unionism for more than 30 years and there is no way he can be used against workers. He maintained that the Federation acknowledges the genuineness of the concern raised about the state of the economy, but they are against the approach being adopted because it is counterproductive.
The approach is wrong. We are rather going to complicate issues for whoever is managing the economy. We are going to create more problems. And eventually, it is the ordinary people like you and me who are going to suffer the more. So we thought that we could have dialogue, deepened our engagement with the authorities. You know that we have also been demonstrating. You have been monitoring. That's all that we have been demonstrating to make sure that policies are changed. And we are achieving a lot. There are so many ways of killing a cat. And so we demonstrate, we work. We don't send everybody, shut down the machines, and then we go to the street. It will not help.
There are speculations in certain quarters that some people are trying to use you to split the labor front. Is that the case?
Oh, it is ignorance. The people don't know. I mean, if you check my track record, I started these struggles right from 1983. During the heat of the revolution, when some of them who were in the system were running away, going to hide under their beds and all that, so but we came out, we stuck, we were arrested, kicked, sent to Guanabara and all that. We have gone through so many things. To split what this thing, they only have to learn from us who are old in the system. You see, we should not mislead the youth to learn to do things that will not help them. So if I want to divide the ranks, since I started trade union with 1981, I've rather added value to trade union pluralism, and it is bringing results. That has made it possible for these unions that have emerged. If you go to the labor department, you realize that we have more than 80 trade unions that have been registered in this country. And this is democracy. You ask them how many trade unions were involved in taking that decision. Are they up to even 10 out of the 80%? So nobody is dividing any of that. People may not talk about it, but I'll talk.
Could there also be a fight for supremacy between the TUC and Ghana Federation of Labor?
No. Supremacy aspect. What you are saying is that TUC under the law hasn't the mandate of organized labor to talk for the labor movement in this country. The law does not allow that. We have developed an MOU in 2009 which set out the hierarchy of the organized labor which we are going to use to address issues like the one that has emerged. Along the line, TUC started backing out because they realized that when that MOU is signed, perhaps the perpetual leadership will be removed. So they started backing out. And they feel very comfortable going around choosing and picking unions that they can assemble to take certain positions and do certain things.